at this! These dishes are all dirty! Why are they on the table for dinner?
You really want a clean plate, right? Just like God wants you to have a clean heart. Have you ever heard someone say, cleanliness is next to godliness? My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to Keys for Kids. The phrase, cleanliness is next to godliness, is not in the Bible. But the Apostle Paul does say some very important things to his young friend Timothy about having a clean heart. In 2 Timothy 2, Paul says this, "Flee evil desires and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." Our story today is entitled, Dirty Dishes. Dinner was ready and everyone was called to the table. After Dad prayed, Gianna was the first to notice that something was wrong. "These dishes are dirty," she exclaimed. "Why are they on the table?" Mom gasped as she looked at her plate. "My fault. I told Grandma to use the plates from the dishwasher. I must have forgotten to turn it on last night." "Oh, dear," exclaimed Grandma, who was nearly blind. "They must have been rinsed off, and I couldn't see well enough to know they were still dirty. I'm so sorry." After a good laugh, Gianna and her sister Cosima jumped up to remove the dirty dishes and replace them with clean ones. After reading the passage for family devotions that evening, Dad closed his Bible thoughtfully. The verses we read say that we are vessels to be used by God. We all saw how unpleasant it would be to eat out of dirty vessels at dinner tonight, didn't we? We want clean dishes for our food. "That's for sure," said Cosima. "When God says we need to be clean vessels, do you suppose he means we should take a bath?" asked Dad. "Well, I've heard a saying about how cleanliness is next to godliness," said Gianna. "Is that in the Bible?" asked Cosima. Dad chuckled. "No, it's not. We should keep our bodies clean, of course, but I don't think that's what these verses mean." "I don't think so either," said Mom. "God says we need to have hearts made clean and pure by Jesus and live in a way that shows others his love. I think that's what he's referring to here." Dad nodded. The Apostle Paul told Timothy to flee from evil desires and pursue virtues like faith, love, and peace alongside other believers. We need to do the same thing. As Christians, we need to remind one another to turn from sin and focus on Jesus, who has forgiven our wrongs and washed us clean. As we trust him to fill us with his peace and love, we become vessels he can use to show others who he is. "We needed clean dishes for dinner tonight," said Grandma, "and the world needs clean vessels to show people the love of Jesus." Well, how about you? Are you a clean vessel that's ready to be used? The only way we can be clean and pure is to trust Jesus to forgive our sins. Then, as he works in our hearts, he'll help us turn away from sin and share his love with others in the way we live. So trust him to make you a vessel he can use to bring others to him. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, first get your parents' permission and then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is found in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21.
"Be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work."
And our key thought for today, be a vessel God can use. Do you know what Easter is all about? It's not about Easter eggs and chocolate bunnies. This year on Keys for Kids Radio's Best News Ever, discover why we celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus. Get the scoop on all of it at keysforkids.net and tap Best News Ever in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.